Oh, the ALH, blah, 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 something like that. 8001 or something. I think it's one of the more exciting scientific debates that we've had in a long time. The team that first did the analysis did it very methodically. It really illustrated in many different ways what the scientific method is all about, at least the initial part of that method. Subsequently, others have attempted to duplicate their analyses, and indeed have, but also have found other ways to interpret them. Again, very exciting science. It's a story that I think makes a very, very good example, properly told, and I'm not sure I can tell it properly, but I know some of you can, to illustrate what science is all about. It's a crazy story. Now, is there any evidence of a biological process in those samples? I frankly don't know. I've followed it indirectly. I heard Everett Gibson talk again in Sydney just the other day. They still feel he's part of the team that did the initial analysis. They feel that they're finding clear evidence of biologically formed iron oxide, magnetite, and there are others who are trying to refute that. I just don't know the status right now of how that particular part of the debate is going. Now, having said that, the vast majority of geologists who have studied the geology of Mars and its and details of it are convinced that Mars, at least for a time, probably through about the same length of time and maybe a little bit more, that the Earth went through during the initial evolution of life on Earth, had approximately the same environment as the Earth, and that once we are there, finding indications of early life form is, we think, very highly likely. Now, are you going to find existing life forms in certain special ecological niches? That's another question entirely, but there's one at least that has probably persisted throughout Martian history from about 3.8 billion years ago and subsequent, and that's what we generally have referred to as the hydrosphere. It exists below the cryosphere, which has been well documented geologically for several decades, and now has been measured more directly by the Mars Odyssey spectrometers. The hydrosphere will start just at some point below that, depending on the rate of geothermal heat or temperature increase as you go down, and it's in that hydrosphere, which is a more or less permanent feature on Mars, that one might at first, I think, expect to see some extant life forms. So we'll just have to wait and see. But that's where I'd target first. Volcanic fumaroles or hot springs is another place, but those are more intermittent, and it's not entirely clear that you would expect to see life migrate between them. But certainly that hydrosphere is a possibility, and it may then feed some of these life forms into volcanic fumaroles.